be careful. We should not create disaster. We should not spread the deen with a poisonous word, with a word that is abusive, disrespectful. Don't. I always love the example of Musa alayhi salam, when Allah says to him and to Harun alayhi ma as-salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salaam. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى اِذْهَبَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَهَى. Allah says to the two of them, go to the Pharaoh, go to Fir'aun. He has transgressed. He's gone astray. He's perpetrating crimes. Go and remind him. But when you remind him, we want you to talk to him with soft words. La ilaha illallah. Why would Allah say that? Is Allah not in control? Answer is yes. Is Allah not the Lord of Fir'aun? Answer is yes. Did Allah not create him? Yes. His brain was made by Allah? Yes. Is the control of his heart not in the hands of Allah? Yes. So why is Allah telling Musa alayhi salam, go to him? It's an opportunity for Musa alayhi salam, the nubuwa, the test is for the Pharaoh and for Musa alayhi salam. And Allah is saying, go to him, the two of you, and I am with you. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Allah says, I'm with you. Allah's help and guidance and assistance directly with them. But Allah says, قُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak to them with some soft words, words of wisdom. So now when they went, before I even say what happened, Fir'aun was the worst of the time. Fir'aun was the worst of the time. And Musa alayhi salam was the best of the time. None of us here can be better than Musa. And I don't think any one of those we are ever going to talk to will actually be worse than Fir'aun. So if Allah told someone better than us to speak to someone worse than the ones we are going to talk to in a soft way, who are we? To talk to our brothers and sisters who say the Shahada with such harsh, hard words that we actually chase them away from the straight path.